This is spoiler review of Eddie the Eagle, starring Taron Egerton and my boy Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely pause this review right now. Don't go any further, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows. The story of Eddie Edwards, the notorious, tenacious British underdog ski jumper who charmed the world at the 1988 Winter Olympics. So first and foremost, this movie is a very feel-good movie. You watch it and you're really like rooting for this character from day one. A lot of people's going against him. Even his father's like, yo, you're not going to amount to anything. His mother's very supportive, but that's about it. Everyone else is telling him, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to go anywhere in your life. You should really stick to what you are good at, kind of. It's like, don't aspire for any dreams. So it's like the biggest propaganda speech kind of give for any kind of moviegoer that's going out today. That's like, all right, go for your dreams, don't let anyone stop you, and just keep on going. Have tenacity, and tenacious, haha, is in the description stuff, but never give up kind of attitude, which is kind of cool. So, that being said, majority of this movie is very cliched out. You know exactly what's going to happen. There's a few bumps and trips and falls that he has where it's kind of refreshing a little bit, but ultimately, you know, he's getting to Olympics. There's no way that he's not getting to Olympics, because the fact is, they've mentioned it before in plenty of trailers that he's going to get there. So you know that. That's nothing that escapes you. Hugh Jackman, when you first meet him, he doesn't want to have anything to do with Eddie the Eagle, but eventually turns around. Of course, you know that from the trailers itself. So a lot of the trailers basically give away most of the story, for the most part. And you know exactly what's going to happen. He's going to go do his best and fall short at first, and then afterwards overcome it and surpass whatever kind of goals he set for himself, which is a cool story. All in all, his scores wasn't that high one bit. There's other people's scores are like double his scores, and he did break a lot of the British goals and score and records, which is kind of cool. Nonetheless, it's a good movie to go watch. There's a cameo, or there's a mention of the Jamaican bobsled team, which is like a cool run-ins. I'm not sure if anyone watched that movie. It's an awesome movie. If you haven't watched it, go see it today, right now. Pause this review and go watch that movie and then come back. But yeah, it's awesome little tidbit that's in this movie. It's a pretty cool thing. A lot of people complain about the CGI, which I didn't mind it too much. I did feel that Hugh Jackman's character felt a little too cartoony, but otherwise, I didn't mind it. It's not the typical Hugh Jackman, but it's a Hugh Jackman you've seen before in like a few other movies, not many movies, but like one or two other movies. The movie that comes to mind right now is Real Steel. It feels like that character a little bit, man, just a little more of a jerk, you know, and alcoholic of sorts. So it's cool to see that. Plus another cameo of Christopher Walken. So he shows up, he's like the big boss dog, and it's kind of cool to see him walk in and sprinkle a little Christopher Walken-ness on this whole movie. It's kind of nice. Taron Egerton, by none, is a great actor. He comes in and when you watch the movie, you feel like Eddie Edwards is actually there. You compare them both together, they look the same, the speech patterns are pretty much the same, and this feels like Taron put a lot of effort into it, and it shows. So it's not a bad movie at all. Definitely go watch it. You could definitely pay for a full price. I'll say definitely do that. If you want to pay a matinee, you could. I'm not going to hate you for it. But you could definitely pay that full price ticket and see this movie itself. Anytime you have movies like this, it gives you some hopes and some dreams to aspire to and try to reach them. So that's one thing that's good about this movie. Even though it's cliched. Very cliched. It's like plot point for plot point is very cliched. But it's a good movie nonetheless. The only thing left out to say is that there's not much else to this movie besides what have you seen in the trailers. It's not too much of a difference or a change from it. So that's the only thing that's left. But otherwise, enough of my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Let the comments down below. Let me know what you think about it. You can follow me on social media on Instagram and Twitter at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. I normally tweet and Instagram a couple of pictures here and there. So yeah, follow me there. So I'm out.